Now, what was the question? I've forgotten.
What was the difference between a canyon and a valley? So a canyon refers to something
that's steep that's been cut out, gouged out of the earth surface.
Okay. And when water goes over a cliff, you call that what?
A dam or a waterfall.
Mm-hmm. And the water that turns white when it goes over the rapids is called?
White water.
Mm-hmm. And do you know any wildflowers?
Do I know of any wildflowers?
Yeah, that we have in El Paso, for instance.
Yes, we have verbena that grows here. We have sunflowers. We have a little yellow daisy. We have trying to think of something that grows in the valley. Of course, the yuccas and the cactus and all of those put up flowers from time to time, but I don't think of them as flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the difference between a rock and a stone?
She's got my brain so exercised, I probably...
I think I'll just stay out all afternoon until he calms down.
You know what she's finding out is how ignorant I am.
How many
things I don't know.
He knows everything.
If he doesn't, he'll make it up. So sometimes that's more interesting than the real thing. Bobby, Susanna left her chair in my car last night, so I'm going to run it by to her. And I have to, I don't have any needles, and I get a few little things, and then I'll be back.
All righty.
So, this is interesting. I'm going to be curious to ask Bob what kind of questions you ask him. Where are you doing this paper for? What university?
For the University of Georgia.
Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you would go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for your master's?
No, my doctorate.
Your doctorate?
Yeah.
Well, that's just wonderful. And where does this take you?
Well, hopefully...
When you receive your PhD.
Hopefully I'll be a professor somewhere. I'll try to be a professor of linguistics, probably in an English department.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought the world of academia would be a nice sort of world to be in.
It's different.
Yeah, there's some very intelligent people in the conversation.
She has just asked me, what is the difference between a rock and a stone?
Did you tell her my story in Spanish? Did you know the answer?
No, I haven't answered her yet.
Oh.
I was about to come up with it. I think of stone as being a kind of material and a rock being a piece of it. Big rocks, little rocks. Made out of stone.
Mm-hmm. That's reasonable. There's no right answer.
Those are the best kind of questions. My little story is we were in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and this was maybe 35, 40 years ago, and I just learned that you put drinks on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm out by the swimming pool, and I very, in my best Spanish, I order my drink.